Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Dime Community Bankshares Inc., a regional banking player that might not be on everyone's radar, but certainly deserves a closer look if you're hunting for value in the financial sector. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth with solid, under-the-radar picks, let's dive into what makes this company tick, where it's shining, and where it might trip up. We'll cover everything from recent performance to a deep dive into their financials, so stick with me as we unpack this stock. First, a quick snapshot of who we're dealing with. Dime Community Bankshares Inc. operates as a bank holding company primarily in the Northeast, focusing on community banking services like deposits, loans, and mortgages. They're rooted in the financial services sector, specifically in the regional banking industry, where competition is fierce, but local relationships can be a goldmine. With a decent market cap and a focus on organic growth, they're not a household name like the big national banks, but they've carved out a niche that could spell opportunity for patient investors. Now let's talk recent vibes around the company. Performance-wise, the stock has had a mixed bag over the past year, showing some volatility in the short term, with single-digit percentage shifts over the last few weeks and months, but a more stable trend when you zoom out to a five-year view. The industry itself, regional banking, has faced headwinds with interest rate fluctuations and economic uncertainty, but Dime seems to be holding its ground. News highlights are a bit sparse, but the latest earnings call for Q3 2025 dropped some juicy tidbits we'll get into shortly. Think steady core earnings and a focus on credit quality. So, with that backdrop, let's break this down into a full SWOT analysis to see if Dime Community Bankshares is worth a spot in your portfolio. Strengths: solid core earnings performance. Straight from their latest Q3 2025 earnings call, Dime reported consistent core pre-tax pre-provision earnings. For long-term investors, this signals operational stability, something you want in a bank stock where trust and steady income are king. They're not swinging for the fences, but they're getting the job done. Focus on credit quality. Management emphasized managing credit risk in the earnings call, which is huge in an environment where loan defaults can tank a bank's balance sheet. Their proactive stance here could shield them from broader economic downturns, making them a safer bet in the regional banking space. Attractive dividend yield. With a dividend yield that's competitive for their size, Dime offers a nice income stream for those of us looking to compound returns over time. It's not just about capital gains. That passive income can be a game changer in a long-term strategy. Reasonable valuation metrics. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio on a trailing 12-month basis, it's not screaming overvalued compared to the industry average for regional banks. Plus, forward PE estimates suggest the stock isn't priced for unrealistic growth, which means there's room to run if they execute well. Weaknesses: limited geographic diversification. Dime's operations are heavily concentrated in the Northeast. While that's great for local expertise, it also means they're more exposed to regional economic slowdowns or real estate slumps compared to banks with a broader footprint. If the Northeast takes a hit, so does Dime. Debt levels to watch. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarmingly high, but it's worth keeping an eye on, especially in a rising interest rate environment where borrowing costs can eat into margins. For a bank, managing leverage is critical, and any misstep here could pressure profitability. Underwhelming short-term performance. While long-term trends are steadier, the stock's performance over the past month and quarter shows some softness compared to the broader sector. This isn't a deal breaker for long-term holders, but it does suggest they're not the hot momentum play right now. Opportunities: organic growth potential. Management highlighted a clear focus on organic growth during the Q3 2025 earnings call, which means they're looking to expand their customer base and deepen relationships without risky acquisitions. If they can grow deposits and loans steadily, that's a sustainable path to higher revenue, something we love to see as long-term investors. Market conditions favoring regional banks. With big banks often under scrutiny and customers seeking personalized service, regional players like Dime could capitalize on this trend. If they play their cards right with customer experience, they could snatch market share from both giants and fintechs. Interest rate sensitivity as a tailwind. If rates stabilize or trend in a way that boosts net interest margins, Dime could see a nice bump in profitability. Their latest financials show their position to benefit from a favorable rate environment, which could be a catalyst over the next few years. Threats. Economic uncertainty and loan risk. Even with their focus on credit quality, a broader economic downturn could still hit their loan portfolio hard. Regional banks often feel the pain of local recessions more acutely, and any spike in defaults could dent their bottom line. Competitive pressure in banking. The financial sector is cutthroat, with fintech disruptors and larger banks constantly vying for customers. Dime's smaller scale means they might struggle to keep up with tech investments or pricing wars, which could erode their edge over time. Regulatory and interest rate risks. Banks live and die by regulation and monetary policy. Any unexpected tightening or new compliance costs could squeeze margins, and while Dime seems prepared, they're not immune to these macro forces that can shift overnight. All right, let's tie this together with some broader insights. Financially, Dime Community Bankshares shows resilience with steady revenue and net income figures over recent years, though growth isn't explosive. Their free cash flow remains positive, which is a green flag for sustainability, and capital expenditures aren't out of control, suggesting disciplined spending. Compared to industry trends, they're not leading the pack in innovation, but they're not lagging disastrously either. The earnings call really hammered home their focus on shareholder value, which aligns well with what we long-term investors want to hear. Less flash, more substance. On the flip side, that geographic concentration and competitive landscape keep me a bit cautious. Short term, I wouldn't expect fireworks from this stock, but over a multi-year horizon, there's potential if they execute on growth and navigate macro challenges. So wrapping up, what's the outlook for Dime Community Bankshares from a long-term investment perspective? I'd say it's a cautious hold with a tilt toward buy if you're looking for a stable, dividend-paying stock in the regional banking space. They've got the fundamentals to weather storms, but they're not without risks tied to their market and the broader economy. If you're already in, stick around for the income and potential upside from organic growth. If you're considering jumping in, watch for how they manage credit and capitalize on market conditions over the next few quarters. As always, keep your portfolio diversified and don't bet the farm on one name. Stay tuned for more deep dives like this, and make sure to check out MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, along with our bullet point SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Drop your thoughts on Dime in the comments. I'd love to hear if you're bullish or bearish on this one. Catch you in the next analysis.